Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, this sure sounds like bribery, which for Joe Biden would be nothing new, you know. Senator Joe Manchin, did you see this? You have to go to the UK Daily Mail because the media here is pretending this didn't go on.
Yeah.
Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat, right, from West Virginia.
Yes.
He is the guy preventing the wholesale destruction of the dollar and probably annihilation of the economy as the dollar collapses by standing in the way of Biden's $5 trillion spending package. It's not really 3.5, they're lying. It's at least 5.
And probably more.
Probably more. They just threw that number out on their talking point sheet. And even though if you do the math, it adds up to $5 trillion, they just pretend it doesn't because they're Democrats and they can do that. So Joe Manchin, they need his vote, right? They can't get it passed without his vote, right? Joe Manchin goes to the UK Daily Mail and listen to what he tells them. He says that President Joe Biden pleaded with him to vote for it and told him, give me a number. What? Give me a quote. Give me a number and tell me what you can live with and what you can't. Anybody going to ask Joe about this? Or Joe doesn't take questions. Circle back, maybe? What did Joe mean by that? Well, please just work on it. Give me a number. Tell me what you can live with and what you can't. Basically said, find a number you're comfortable with. Is he talking about a number like in terms of what Joe Manchin would like to earn after he leaves Congress? Or is he talking about what he wants in the bill? See, because if this was Trump, this would be front and center today. And they'd be spitting it as tried to buy
right.
Joe Manchin.
Yeah, very true.
Right?
Yeah. That is very poorly worded.
And I read the whole article here. It doesn't say which it was. I want to know. Trump would have been asked.
Yes.
In fact, you know how this would have been covered, Lee. They would jump straight to bribery.
Yes.
And assume that what Trump meant, and there's two ways you could take this.
Yes.
Assume that what Trump meant was, hey, you know, how much money do you want? You know, Bernie got the two, vacation mansions deal.
Yeah.
You know, so he got that. Like, do you want that deal? Because we've already offered it to Kyrsten Sinema. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so, what was Joe talking about exactly? And you know, this is a trail they don't want you going down because it only appears in the UK Daily Mail,
right.
The only major media outlet to do it today.
Yeah.
Mainstream, as they call it, but it's not. So, I thought that was very interesting. Wonder what that means. We are seeing, Lee, many record-breaking things this year. We just found out largest jump in the murder rate in the country in 60 years. That's not good.
That's disturbing, yes.
30% in a single year. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. While we have liberals who are calling for defunding of the police, so.
Yeah. And now the largest ever one-year exodus of children from public schools that we've ever seen. One-year loss totals 1.4 million students, a staggering 3.3% of the entire public school population gone. In a single year, they say they're going to homeschooling, private schooling, and caves.
So I guess
we can
reduce the federal Department of Education by 3-something%, or at least the budget for the federal Department of Education, of which there is no constitutional reason to have a federal Department of Education. We can reduce their budget by 3% since those students are no longer involved in public school.
Well. No. I mean, if we didn't have the Department of Education, how would states know what to do with schools? I mean, how would they know how to educate children if they weren't there to tell us?
State departments of education, which are constitutional and are required under state constitutions.
Well, that's like a crazy idea. What you're saying, the state should do it themselves without the feds to tell us?
Why?
How
what
would
am
we
I
know?
Thinking?
I mean, they're so much smarter.
Of course.
Than us or something. Meanwhile, Arizona's become the first state to have a full 20% of public school children enrolled in charter schools. Before that, only Washington, D.C. had reached that milestone.
Washington, D.C.
And listen to this. That's in California, yeah, I know. Well, you can't go to school there. You'll be killed. Probably on the way. You don't even have to get to the school. Public schools saw declines in nearly every racial subgroup, with substantial increases in Asian, Filipino, and Hispanic children either transferring to charters, private schools, or homeschooling. 1.3 million gone. Good. Good, good, good. You know what? You want to see another 1.45 million people gone, 3%. You want to see that? Mandate the vaccine. Got to mandate the vaccine. And you're going to see millions more gone, because there are parents who will not do that. So that's what's coming next. I love homeschooling. Absolutely love it. Took my husband a while to warm up to it because of the social side of it. But we found so many things that were so unexpected. One of them being that particularly my younger children socialize more now because they're done earlier. They have no homework because there's gaps in their day where time's not wasted anymore on silly stuff like lunch and gym and stuff like that. And they run outside and play with their friends, and they get to be out and being kids, and they actually socialize more, which is part of why they didn't want to go back to school. And it's just been cool in my neighborhood to watch. I mean, we all started out with one homeschool family, and you know, the other houses in the row, everybody went to public school, and now we're all homeschool. We're all home. And that's really cool. It's like I have a playground in my backyard. I love it. So, I mean, I was a parent who many homeschool parents said to me, and we're doing virtual, I'm not actually doing it, but there's a lot of great, and I'm looking at these, I'm thinking for high school, a lot of great online homeschool programs where you have an online teacher. Liberty has a very good one. And I'm, you know, just a lot of those. So, and they're very affordable as well. I mean, you can go to a top-notch online homeschool private school for a shockingly low amount of money. And it's just been really cool. So I love it. I mean, I have been on the air here just a few years ago with homeschool parents confronting me on the text line saying, why don't you do this? And I said, I don't have time. And I'm finding out I do have time and I like it better. And I, you know what I love the most is just for Crash that I can dive into any schoolwork assignment that he has, and he can put them aside for me and say, I need help with this, mom, this, this, and this. And I can sit and do a school with him, so I can homeschool as much or as little as I want because the assignments are right there for me to see on the computer. And that has made all the difference. He's got straight A's right now. And that would have never been possible if he was in school, for me to help him like that, to sit and do his schoolwork with him, not just his homework, but his schoolwork. So I know why parents are doing this. I think a lot of parents got to look at, hey, wow, I can do this during COVID, and then they just didn't come back. So that's exciting.
Yeah, just like a lot of jobs.
Yeah, so much is changing. So go ahead and mandate the vaccine. Bring it. More parents will find that they can do this, and then they'll find that they love it like we do. So I love having them home. I just like having them there. I like that they greet me at the door when I come home at noon. I think it's really, really cool. It's made our family tighter, and it's been neat. And, you know, if they want to go back, they can go back. I'm not keeping anybody from anything, but they like it.
Yeah. The dogs and cats greet me when I get home, so.
Yeah. Well, but see, you've already successfully yes. raised your children. You did a very good job, so you deserve to have a welcoming committee. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. Then, meantime, Fox News reported, because everybody else is, you know, forgotten. Fox News reporting, you know, there's still thousands of Americans trapped in Afghanistan.
Yes.
I know their existence is inconvenient and thus has been relegated to the dustbin of history and all. But they're still there, and they're, like, still stuck in Afghanistan. Here's Fox News yesterday.
But after weeks stuck in the Taliban-controlled country, those people are fed up. Fox's Trey Yanks is reporting from Kabul. Hey, Trey.
Dagan, there are thousands of U.S. green card holders stuck in Afghanistan, along with Afghans who previously worked at the U.S. Embassy. These are their stories.
Yes, I have a green card, and my daughter have U.S. passport, and also my wife also, she's a green card holder. I live in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. I run two businesses in Georgia.
Dulat is an American resident and U.S. taxpayer. He came to visit his family before the Taliban took control and is now one of thousands of U.S. green card holders stuck in Afghanistan.
Yeah, another lie from the Biden administration that we're not going to leave anybody and that we'll be sure to get them out, and yeah. That's not happening.
Business owner from Atlanta stuck. No one cares. Can you imagine if Trump did this? I can hear it now.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, and it would be cast in terms of racism, too.
Abandon in Afghanistan. The yes. Trump administration responsible for the threat against the lives of these people from the Taliban. Yeah, that would be all we'd hear about.
Oh, yeah. And they'd say, oh, they're, you know, Afghanis, so Trump's racist. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on, but it's Biden, so it's all good. Yeah. It's all good. And anyway, that report went on. They said, look, they promised us they would help. We're trying to get in touch with the State Department. They don't return our calls. They don't care. I mean, it's their persona non grata now. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Doesn't fit the narrative.
Nope.
Not interested in getting that back into the news cycle. They've got another crisis they don't want to let go to waste.
Right. They're very busy. Let's jump on the line with Mike from Pauline. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Kara.
Hey there. What's up?
I was at a county GOP meeting last week that Governor McMaster came and addressed us, and he was asked a few questions. One of the questions that was asked of him was, would he consider rescinding tax breaks and special incentives for any of these corporations that are based in our state or work in our state that are receiving them if they were going to enforce mandates on their employees? And his response was, well, he didn't think he could do that. So that's not defending us to the gates of hell, like he stated.
Yeah, and the governor, while he may not be able to wave his magic wand and take back incentives that were approved by the legislature, he can certainly demand, he can write legislation and send it to the legislature. He can push that legislation. He can push them to pass it. He can do anything he wants in terms of advocacy. So while, technically he's right that he can't take that away with an executive order if it's been awarded by the legislature, there's a lot he could do to put pressure on the legislature to change that. I'm hoping he's okay, Mike. I mean, I'm kind of worried about him. He said he was going to fight Biden at the gates of hell, and we haven't heard from him since. So I'm wondering what that includes. I mean, I can say our attorney general, Alan Wilson, certainly has been fighting. He has won a 24 filed suit, so good for him. But I'm not real sure where Henry is or what he's doing. Like I said, I'm kind of worried. Has anybody seen him lately?
Maybe the cell phone reception on the River Styx is not that good.
Is he okay? I mean, he said he was going to the gates of hell. That sounds kind of dangerous. Did he come back? Hello?
Wonder if they got 5G in Hades.
I somehow doubt it, Lee. You want to talk about the definition of hell for most people?
It's dial-up internet.
Yes, I know. We've sent you to hell while abusing dial-up internet.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Omission and untruth, there is Terra Servatius, forensic journalist.
Another edition of Forensic Journalism, where we return to the scene of the journalistic crime, the lie you've been told, and we set things straight. After all the research it's done, it's outrageous to me that there were actual doctors claiming ivermectin is dangerous at the Senate hearing this week. Now, there were other doctors that didn't get as much attention. They testified too. Four doctors, in fact, who said they vouched for the medicines because they prescribed them to humans. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about it for no other reason, once you understand why I helped you get it for so long on this show and told you where to go to get it. I've seen it work. My sister got deathly ill with COVID and was afraid to go into the hospital because of some of the side effects of the medicines they use in the hospital. She was very well educated on it. She managed to keep herself out of the hospital by doing two things. She had allergy medicine that, thank God, she had gotten a 3-month prescription for, so she had a lot of it, and a nebulizer. And when it came to the point where she couldn't really breathe anymore, and we were waiting for these prescriptions to come in the mail, which was really scary, she was keeping herself breathing with her allergy medicine and her nebulizer, and she took ivermectin. She'd been getting worse and worse and worse, and it was very scary until she took the ivermectin, and it stopped. She didn't get better. She didn't get worse. She'd take it earlier in the process with COVID. She took it. And she hit a plateau finally. She stopped getting worse. And then the doctor who prescribed it said, hit it with hydroxychloroquine on top of it. She did. She got better within 36 hours. Within 24 hours, she didn't need the oxygen anymore. I've seen this work. Nobody got hurt. Everybody's fine. Nobody went to the hospital. That is why the very mainstream media publication, the Wall Street Journal, and you should read this article, published this article not too long ago on ivermectin. Headline, why is the FDA attacking a safe, effective drug? July 28, 2020. It had the astonishing statistics about ivermectin in it. Tell me if you'd want this, if you'd want to just try it. Fewer ivermectin patients developed respiratory distress after they tested positive for COVID. 15% overall developed it in the non-ivermectin, just 2% in the ivermectin group. You want that? Fewer required oxygen. 45% in the non-ivermectin group and 9% in the ivermectin group. You want that drug? I want that drug. Joe Rogan took it. He's fine. What about antibiotics? 60% on the non-ivermectin group required them, just 15% in the ivermectin group. How about those who entered intensive care? 8% of those diagnosed for COVID did. Just 0.1% of those who took ivermectin. You want that drug? Why can't you take that drug? Why is the South Carolina Department of Health interfering between you and your doctor? They're getting letters now. They're getting harassed. They're looking up their ivermectin prescriptions. And yesterday, these yahoos actually claimed ivermectin was dangerous. Do you know what a doctor writes a prescription for when a child gets lice? It happens every year when they go back to school. Bunch of kids spread lice and the doctors have to write a lot of prescriptions. You know what they write them for? Ivermectin. But I heard it's a horse drug. That's a crock. I mean, they use it in animals too because it works so well in humans. The Japanese doctor who discovered it in 1975 took it to Merck. Merck thought it was fantastic. They made millions of doses, not for animals, for humans. He'd later win the 2015 Nobel Prize in Physiology, along with William Campbell from Merck, who helped get it into production for humans. They credited the two for saving 100 million lives in Africa and South America from river-borne illness that causes blindness and then death. 100 million lives. Not cows, humans. Ivermectin, before the media started lying to you about it, was the 420th most commonly prescribed medication in the United States for humans. For humans. It is one of the most widely studied drugs on Earth, because it is so commonly used in Africa and in South America. And here's why I think they don't want you to know about it. It would cost them a lot of money. See, because ivermectin is not only extremely effective at treating COVID, as the Wall Street Journal reported, it's not a silver bullet. As you saw there, some people still ended up in the ICU, died, had troubles, or whatever, but it dramatically reduces the numbers by about 80%. Why don't they want you to have it? Well, so there's this thing about ivermectin. It's one of the most widely studied drugs on Earth. And again, it's the 420th most commonly prescribed medication in the United States right now, with more than 100,000 prescriptions written annually for humans. Yes, it is dangerous if you get it from the feed store. Please don't do that. But people are having to get it from the feed store because their doctors are afraid to write it. Let the docs write the prescription. If we can give it to school kids for lice and scabies, we can give it now. We can do it. It's okay. Hold on with the music. I'm not done yet. I'm not done. See, there's another thing about ivermectin. And now we're getting toward the truth here. Because we've studied it so extensively in African and South and Central American populations. It has an amazing effect on viruses. Google it. It's fascinating. It's been found to stop Zika in its tracks. You know what else it treats? Very effectively, dengue fever. Another virus. You know what else it treats? The flu. It treats influenza. We know this because of years of study, before anybody ever heard of COVID, in Africa. It's very effective against viruses. Not a silver bullet, but it's very effective against viruses. Now, what would happen to the medical community if people figured out that ivermectin works this well? Like, what if it was allowed to reduce, I don't know, influenza in this country by 80% every year? Do you know what that would cost hospitals? I'll tell you what it would cost hospitals. 500,000 to a million people are hospitalized with influenza every year. What if 80% of them used ivermectin as soon as they got sick? Damn, that's, you know how much money they'd lose? How many people die of the flu in this country every year? Could be treated by ivermectin. Is in Africa. It is in South America and Central America. This is not controversial. Hasn't been since the 80s. 40 to 80,000 people die of the flu every year in this country. What if we were to slash that by 80%? Can you imagine what that would cost the pharmaceutical industry? Oh my God, Tamiflu, all the over-the-counter stuff that would never be sold, the hospitalizations that would never be happen, that would never happen. So if you're wondering why they are so dogmatic about this, a lot of money on the line. You want one of the most fascinating reads you've ever read? Go Google the studies on ivermectin. They go back years, way before COVID. Zika, dengue virus, chikungunya virus, pseudorabies virus, adenovirus. And you know what? It works in animals too. They began using it in animals after they used it in humans. Do you know how much money this would cost the hospital industry and the pharmaceutical industry if anybody was to figure this out? Here's one of my favorites. Ivermectin is a broad-based host-directed antiviral. It's a catalog of these studies going back decades. They don't want anybody to know about this. Hydroxychloroquine is highly effective on these viruses as well. So it's not just COVID. So for a doctor to actually say it, that hearing this is dangerous, perhaps in a parallel universe where doctors don't write it every year to treat kids with lice? Come on, doc, you know that. Not animals with lice, kids with lice. But not in this one. It's not dangerous in this. The worst thing that's going to happen if a doctor prescribes ivermectin for somebody with COVID, you know what the worst thing's going to happen is going to be? Nothing. They'll be one of the 20% it has no effect in. They'll be like my sister. She needed hydroxychloroquine on top of it. But I watched it keep her out of the hospital, and I watched it save her life. And that had a powerful impact on me. So that's the other side. Media won't tell you now, but they will admit that everything I just told you, they will eventually admit when the COVID thing is over. Because they always do. They always tell you the truth afterward. Don't know why they do, but they do. Anyway, Google that. It's a fascinating read when you start to see what this thing could treat.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let's jump on the line with Travis in Spartanburg. Hey, Travis.
Hi, Tara. I was just calling you to pass on some information. I called Henry McMaster's office to find out what he was doing to fight for his constituents. He said he was going to fight for us to the gates of hell so that we didn't have the vaccine mandate, and his office has absolutely no information they can give us at this time. None.
Wow. Okay, so you asked specifically about vaccine mandates, and they just said they have no information they can give you?
That's correct. They could not give me any information on what he was doing to fight for us right now. Just nothing. And, I mean, he stood up in front of all his constituents and said that he was going to fight for us so that these things didn't get passed. And we have – I mean, I don't know what to do. We're going to lose jobs, you know, at the end of the month if we don't take the shot. So we just lose careers if we don't take what they want us to take. And we can't even use a religious exemption. And that's what, you know, I believe in Jesus Christ, and I stand on that faith. And I believe he gave me an immune system for a reason, and I trust in that. And I just don't know what to do. We're going to lose, you know, I mean, we'll lose our homes. We'll lose our 401ks. We're going to lose everything if we have to do this.
Well, that doesn't sound like the gates of hell to me, does it? He's going to go to the gates of hell, and he can't even...
Doesn't.
I mean, and here you got to love the lax, I guess, the lackadaisical attitude of the legislature. I mean, when I heard they're going to come back into session to deal with this October 12th, and that was like a week ago they announced it, like people can be out of job by then. I mean, you can't do that.
Yes,
so, yeah, this is not the gates of hell.
No, ma'am, it's not. I just want to pass that information on, and I would encourage everyone to call his office and demand, you know, some information on what he's doing to fight for us. Because, you know, it's just people's livelihoods. And if they don't want to take a vaccine, if they trust in Jesus Christ's immune system that he gave us, then I don't know what our options are.
Yeah, and understand, and I know, Travis, how hard of a choice this is for people, and that many people have legit medical concerns. Understand it's not just going to be one shot. It's going to be every booster after. That's the choice you're making. And if you're good with that, then I encourage you to do it. And look, we have a doctor right now who got deathly ill from the shot, and she is trying to stop its use and recommendation on the one hand. We have a study that just came out of Canada showing 1 in 1,000 will have permanent crippling heart damage from the shot. That's 1 in 1,000 under 50, while only 1 in 1,800 under 50 will die of COVID. That study just came out of Canada. So there are legitimate reasons not to take the shot. However, we just had some reporting showing that in states with low vaccination rates, they have higher death rates from COVID. So it looks like the shot does give you some protection as well. So it's not clear cut. It's very murky. And you should be able to make your own choice. It's about personal freedom. And personal freedom comes with consequences. It does. You pay the consequences of your financial decisions, your health decisions, on everything else. And so you have to look at both sides and be prepared for the consequences of whatever you choose. And I think you should be able to do that in America, even if, you know, taking the shot makes you sick, as the Canadian study has shown with myocarditis. Or not taking the shot lands you in the hospital with a worst case of COVID. You should be able to decide which way you want to go. And there is very good evidence on both sides, no matter how much the media suppresses it. There are over 15,000 reports of deaths from the shot in the VAERS system right now. Congress created it to track just that thing. It's going to take us years to untangle which are legitimate deaths and which are coincidental, as it always does with the deaths in VAERS. But that is an absolute record for a shot. No shot has logged that many deaths in this short a time in terms of reports to VAERS, period, end of memo. And you have to say when you tell people, yes, some of those are not going to end up being related. They have to sort through them. That takes time, and they will. But that's a record. That is more deaths than every other shot combined for the last 15 years. And you can't pretend that's not the case, because it is. Yes, people die of shots. Flu shot kills 20 to 50 people every year. It's not unheard of to die of vaccines in this country. That happens every round of flu shots. They never tell you that, by the way, do they? But this is a high number of, you know, and it could be that more attention's been paid to this shot than the flu shot, so more deaths get reported. And they will straighten all that out. They're going to figure out why all those deaths are in VAERS, and they're going to tell us the truth one day. But we don't know right now, and that makes making this decision really hard, and you need to be able to do whatever you want to do. And understand, too, that there is, it appears, more death in states with less vaccination. That appears to be the truth as well. And I don't know for the life of me why we can't just have an honest conversation and trust people to make the right choice in this country. People are smart enough. You lay out the consequences of both paths. They can choose. But on this, we won't let them, and I don't understand why. Texter writes, I lived in Nigeria for years, had malaria at least 8 times. I was treated with a combination, including hydroxychloroquine, totally recovered in 5 days. Yet, folks, listen. These doctors are full of it. Go to the ivermectin Wikipedia page. You know where they have citations? You know what it's currently being studied in? Because it does so well treating viruses, including the flu, influenza, Zika. The drug is also being researched as a way to prevent or treat tropical diseases, including yellow fever. What's yellow fever? It's a virus. You mean in horses? No, people. It's a horse drug. No, it's not. I mean, it works so well in people, they started using it in animals, yes. In 2018, ivermectin was the 420th most commonly prescribed medication in the United States with more than 100,000 prescriptions. So for a doctor to stand up there and say, taking ivermectin is dangerous is the absolute height of ignorance. He should be embarrassed. It is a very common drug. Again, doctors rate it a lot this time of year for lice. Kids get lice and scabies. They go back to school. They take it with them. Do you think they'd give a dangerous drug to kids? It's not dangerous. Never has been. That's why the creator won a Nobel Peace Prize in 2015. They credit him for saving over 100 million lives in Africa and South and Central America. Because they give that many prescriptions out to people. The idea this is a horse drug is just pure ignorance. When the media puts a picture of a horse up when they cover it, I just roll my eyes. But what gets fascinating is you start going back in these studies. You go back before this was controversial, and you go back, and there's no COVID now. And, man, it's treating the flu like a champ. And then you go, I get it. Ooh, if people knew they could take this for the flu, we'd have 500,000 to 1 million less hospitalizations for the flu. You know what that would cost the medical industry? You know what it cost the pharmaceutical industry? Less than $1 a pill? That's a disaster. Look at right here. Put it in, ivermectin. Oral ivermectin for treatment of head lice infestation in children. We use it for, but y'all, this is so stupid. We live in such stupid times. This is fascinating. In fact, I'm never going to be without it again. I got a bunch in my house. I got hydroxychloroquine too. Use it for viruses. People like our texter, they do that in Africa, in Nigeria. It's just commonly known it works. It's not perfect. It's only about 80% effective. So, I mean, it's a good thing to have around even if you have the shot, as my father learned. This is not an either or, and I don't know why we keep talking about it that way. Again, you know, as callers, people over the text line, they took the shot and they got it anyway. Texter writes that they called McMaster's office and were asked if you're listening to that radio show. Yeah, the one asking, sir, you said you were going to the gates of hell to fight the vaccine mandate. And I just had a caller that said you couldn't even tell them what you were doing to fight the vaccine mandate. That's sad. That's just sad. Yeah, here it is. Governor McMaster's office asked me if I was listening to, quote, that radio show when I called. I asked her if it was a problem if I am a listener. She said no. She just had very many calls from listeners. Good. Light him up. If you want to ask the governor, is the governor okay? Because he's going to go to the gates of hell. We're worried because we haven't heard from him since on this vaccine mandate. And he needs to do it on the monoclonal antibodies. Let me tell you what. Ron DeSantis just went to the gates of hell. And he came back with 3,000 prescriptions and a promise of more from GlaxoSmithKline and a way to get around the Joe Biden embargo on this very successful treatment of monoclonal antibodies. Texter writes, Tara, our option is vote McMaster out. Vote McMaster out. Texter writes, Tara, I'm a federal employee. I've been sounding the alarm about Biden's federal employee mandate for weeks. This was his test. And of course, he wasn't going to stop there. People should have helped us fight then when we pleaded for help, but no one cared because we signed up for it. Now look where we are. Another texter writes, it's neat how any death with COVID-19 counts as a COVID death, but any death after the shot was definitely 100% not related. Not according to that Canadian study this week. Texter writes, physicians are very deep into groupthink. Very rarely do they get to think outside the box. No, there are a lot of physicians thinking outside the box in the upstate right now. They're just being persecuted by the South Carolina Department of Health, sending them letters threatening them for writing a prescription that when they wrote it to children for lice, nobody cared. Come on. This is just great American stupid. I call it gas. Let's just stop. Just stop. Just stop the stupidity. Google ivermectin and Wikipedia and read.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.